Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's indeed a pleasure for myself to be introducing, I don't know if that's grammatically correct, we'll check that later, but I'm very happy to be introducing a man that hasn't been here for a while, B.J. Whitehouse, one of the most famous names in Rhode Island music scene, is back here and looking great. Welcome back, B.J.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's great to finally be out.
Yeah, there you go. Now, we have to check the grammar on what I said.
I'll give you a pass this time, but my mother was an English teacher.
I knew that, mm-hmm. So that's why I was being careful, but not careful enough. B.J. Whitehouse is the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus and has been doing that for more than 5 years.
I think it's been 6 or 7 or maybe 33.
33 years as the director of the Jamestown Community Chorus, very active group, which has concerts all the time back before that thing called the pandemic, and it slowed down a little bit like everybody else, but you're getting back on track, right?
Well, we actually, during the pandemic, we were as careful as everybody else, and, you know, singing was the worst thing you could possibly do by spreading all of those aerosols. But we were able to put together a virtual concert at one point. We did have to cancel one concert in the May of 2020, but we were able to put on a virtual concerts. We were able to put on outdoor concerts as well as outdoor talent shows and so forth, just to keep us all singing, because you have to sing. I mean, that's how we felt about it. So now we're back. We're able to rehearse sort of more normally. We have a large group of people who are singing. We're back to the Central Baptist Church for our rehearsals. We were for many, many, many months and many rehearsals sitting in an enormous circle 6 feet apart in staggered seating, wearing masks with filtration systems going on. We still, if people are more comfortable with wearing a mask, that's fine with us.
Absolutely, yeah. It should be up to the individual to do whatever they feel comfortable with.
Absolutely.
And I know singing as a singer myself, it was difficult to get restarted. A lot of groups had problems. We lost a lot of forward momentum, shall we say, but most of them are on their way back. And
I would hope so, because it is so important for the spirit, for the soul, to be able to sing, to be able to sing together, to be able to get together and just enjoy the harmonies and the music that we're singing.
Now, the Jamestown Community Chorus is not necessarily a chorus that does just classical music. You do all kinds of music, correct?
We are, you know, our big belief is to encourage choral music in our community, and we have done very serious music in the past, and we will continue to do so. But every so often, like, for example, this spring, it's kind of I don't even know what we're calling it. It's a spring thing, a
hodgepodge.
It's a hodgepodge of music that has to do with the spring. So we begin with some madrigals, we move into some operetta, some classical music, but we also then end with some fairly, there's some folk music, some pop music you may recognize, but it's all music about how wonderful it will be to enjoy the spring again.
Excellent. And that's going to be a concert that's held on May 6th and May 7th, and that's at the Jamestown Recreation Center?
We will be at the Recreation for the Center for the concerts on in May. There are afternoon concerts. Depending on where we're at, we will try to keep the audience safe as well, with maybe socially distanced seating to some extent. We will, you certainly can wear a mask and all of that stuff. We're hoping by then that it's abated somewhat, as it has, but we're still very conscious of that COVID-19.
All right, let's talk about some of the music that's going to be performed and listen to some, and then we'll talk some more about other events for the organization when we come back from these two pieces. Tell us about these two.
Well, I think a lot of people are going to recognize these. The concert is a little bit chronological, I suppose. So we're going to begin with some of the earlier music. And these are madrigals. And these are Thomas Morley madrigals. And we're going to begin with Now is the Month of Maying, which I have a feeling, you know, when you turn a noun into a participle from May to Maying, that's kind of interesting. And then Sing We Enchant It, or as they sing, Sing We Enchant It.
Enchanted,
yes. Okay. While we can. So these are both English groups. I just want to make sure you understand, we are not the King Singers. We are the Jamestown Community
Chorus. But you sound the same.
Pretty much, exactly. But these are recordings of Now is the Month of May and Sing We Enchanted.
Now is the month of May, when merry lads are play. Now is the month of May, when merry lads are play. Each with his bonny lass upon the greeny grass. Each with his bonny lass upon the greeny grass. The spring clad all in gladness, doth laugh at winter sadness. The spring clad all in gladness, doth laugh at winter sadness. And to the bellwether sound, the nymphs wear out their crown. And to the bagpipes sound, the nymphs spread out their crown. Fine and white sit we musing, youth sweet delight refusing. Fine and white sit we musing, youth sweet delight refusing. Say, dainty lips and speak, shall we play barley break? Say, dainty lips and speak, shall we play barley break? Sing we and chant it while the plant it. Sing we and chant it while the plant it. Not long youth lasteth and old age hasteth. Now is blessed leisure to take a pleasure. Not long youth lasteth and old age hasteth. Now is best leisure to take a measure. All things invite us now to delight us. All things invite us now to delight us. Packing, no birth be lacking. Let's spare no treasure to live in pleasure. Hence care be packing, no birth be lacking. Let's spare no treasure to live in pleasure.
Some music to get us in the mood for the springtime coming up for the concert on May 6th and 7th with the Jamestown Community Chorus. BJ, as far as the chorus is concerned, we mentioned rehearsal at Central Baptist, right?
That's right.
And is that a weekly thing?
Every Monday night from 7 to 9.
And suppose I found myself on Jamestown on that Monday, is it a Monday night?
Monday evenings.
I can just pop in or not?
Well, you can stop by, but at this point in the rehearsal process, it might be a little bit late to join.
Okay.
But we've invited people who are interested in singing in the chorus to come in and sit in. We'll have a packet of music they can look at.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll just roll their eyes and say, this is way too hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll say, well, I can read this. And sometimes I will say, well, we'll see you in the fall. Or we'll see you at another event that we have. We have a talent show in the summertime, and maybe you'd like to do something there. But generally speaking, we try to have about maybe 13 rehearsals, you know, down in the nitty-gritty. And I encourage people you got to miss some. And we might have a snow day or whatever.
All right.
And so normally I encourage people to try not to miss more than two. And right. We have then to practice, for those folks who are interested, on our website, jamestownchorus.com, all of the parts are on there to rehearse. You can listen to your own alto part or your tenor part for every song.
Mm-hmm.
And you can practice those, you know, 3 to 4 hours every day.
Well, excellent. All right. So check out the website, and it'll also give you information about what events are coming up and some of the things that you've done before, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get to another piece of music before we take our first break.
Well, one of the things that what I had to do in programming concerts during the pandemic was to make it easier on everybody. What we would do is the first concert we did following the shutdown, where we were able to actually do it in public, half of the concert was the full chorus, and half of the concert was small ensembles or solos. So in rehearsing, it was easier and safer not to have everybody there all the time. So we've been able to kind of get out of that a little bit. This next piece, you'll be very familiar to many of your listeners. This is the Flower Duet, or Don't Me Pay, from Lakmé by Delib. And this is the women. The women will be singing this. Now, this is not a choral arrangement you're going to hear. You're going to hear Dame Joan Sutherland doing the lead on this one.
Okay.
So she kind of knew what she was doing. But this is a beautiful duet, and the arrangement for our women in the chorus is beautiful.
All right. Well, listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Oh,
The Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with B.J. Whitehouse, who is the director. Do you like to be called music director or conductor?
Music director's good.
Not musical.
No, just music director.
You know, you don't want to be cull.
You know, I've asked for, you know, more honorifics, but I'm going with music director.
Okay. And the Community Chorus has been in existence for a long time. BJ, you've been there for 33 years. What was the history before you were there?
Well, you know, my master's thesis was on the history of the Jamestown Community Chorus, so I'm pretty well versed on it. A young lady by the name of Rita Murray.
You're serious?
I'm serious.
Oh,
absolutely.
I didn't realize that.
No, I probably know as much as anybody who was not there.
Right.
So in 1949, a young lady by the name of Rita Murray got together a women's chorus called the Jamestown Choral Group. And they were around as part of the Exchange of Topics Club. Exchange of Topics. Yeah, I think that's what it was. And what they did is they would invite Navy wives from the Navy base who were kind of lost there in Jamestown.
Didn't have anything,
And so they put on fashion shows, but they called it the ETC, the Exchange of Topics and the Exchange of Topics and Crafts Club.
Okay.
Their husbands referred to it as the ETC, the Ever Talking Club. I won't go any further than that. Right. But from that point on, Rita then added Gentlemen in 1953, and they sang all the way up until the 1970, and she died very tragically. Oh. And a couple folks kept it together for a few more years, most notably Ginny Eastman and Will Holmes, who was a Navy captain. Kept it together through about 1975. They got together for the bicentennial in 76, and then it kind of lingered there for a while until Ginny said, let's do this, and got back together in 1983. They sang, and then I was hired in 89. So between Miss Eastman's efforts following the tragic death of Rita Murray, we've been going on since 1983.
There you go. All right. Well, I didn't realize you did your master's on that. That's a great thing.
It was very interesting because I got to talk to folks who are part of Jamestown history.
Yeah.
And met some of the nicest people who I've since passed away, perhaps. But it was fascinating.
Excellent. All right. Let's get back to the program that's going to be on May 6th and 7th. What's the next piece of music we're going to hear?
This has very little to do with springtime, but it is one of
flowers.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la,
yeah.
Bring promise of merry sunshine. This is from Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado. And as I was just mentioning to you off air, is in 1978, I won the Best Actor Award at Bowling Green State University in Ohio for my portrayal as Coco. And he is the fellow at the end of this. The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, have nothing to do with the case. I've got to take under my wing, tra-la, a most unattractive old thing, tra-la, with a caricature of a face. I'm not even going to try. If you're unfamiliar with the Mikado, I'm not going to try to explain the plot.
But it's all, you know, I don't want to say Gilbert and Sullivan are similar in a lot of those.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah. And this is a recording from the Doily Cart Opera Company, which is the, of course, go-to GNS group.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
The flowers that bloom in the spring have nothing to do with the case. For I've got to take under my wing a most unattractive old thing, tra-la, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing. Oh, bother the flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, bother the flowers of spring.
BJ, people frequently ask me about some of the guests on Conducting Conversation, conductors or music directors, in their effort to choose music. How does that come about? Is that something you just wake up at night and say, oh, let's do a spring thing, or let's do this?
I've mentioned this to you before, Michael, is that when people are celebrating the 4th of July, I'm looking over Christmas music. Mm-hmm. And when people are sitting around singing Christmas carols, I'm thinking of the spring or something like that. It sometimes it just comes to you. And this one was, I needed a program that I knew could be sung by a smaller group than we typically have because of the pandemic. And we usually sing with like 40 people, 50 people in the springtime. And we're about 40 right now. So I'm very pleased by that. And there's a nice balance between the parts. So I wanted to come up with something, and I said, okay, I think to make it easy on everybody and easy on the audience's ears, let's not go after the Mass in B minor by Bach. Let's try something like that has some challenging music for the chorus as well as the challenging, and then lighter music that you'll be recognizing. You're going to hear in a choral arrangement, It Might As Well Be Spring by Rodgers and Hammerstein. But this next piece we're going to listen to has nothing to do with the spring. And I was going through my, basically looking at an almanac, and I'm looking through the almanac and the calendars and saying, what interesting things are happening at this time? Well, it turns out March 5th is National Sleep Day. And I didn't know that there was a National Sleep Day, and I started cracking up about it. And I said, all right, I can do this. And last year we had sung Eric Whitaker's Sleep, and it's a very difficult piece of music. And I was very proud of the chorus for being able to take it on. When they found out we were doing it again, a collective groan went up because it is so difficult, but it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But we're also doing Two Sleepy People and Sleepy Time Bach as well in honor of March 5th that has nothing to do with spring.
Here we go.
Thank you.
BJ, time for one more spring song before we take our next break.
Well, I think a lot of us will recognize this next song from South Pacific. I wrote an arrangement for our men.
Going to wash that man right out of my hair.
Wouldn't that be great? But no.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Ditenwa, and it's, you know, and it's not, there is nothing like a dame. In this case, this is called Younger Than Springtime. Lieutenant Cable sings this to the young lady, and the women got to sing the flower duet, so they lucked out. The guys have to sing my arrangement of this particular song, so yeah, take that for what it's worth.
Well, there you go. We'll be back after this.
I touch your hand and my arms grow strong. Birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you. And joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do. Then, younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth am I. When your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do, then younger than springtime am I, gayer than laughter am I, angel and lover, heaven and earth.
B.J. Whitehouse and the Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been listening to music that B.J. has provided that will be in a performance on May 6th and 7th. And I didn't say to everyone tonight, B.J., happy post-St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I dashed over here, Mike, from our concert at the Jamestown Senior Center from the Everybody Chorus. The Everybody Chorus is kind of a cousin to the Community Chorus. It's a much more casual group of people, or casual atmosphere. I mean, there are no choral parts you have to learn. We kind of woodshed throughout what we did. And it's, we end up raising money. I mean, we charge, there's a free will donation to come. When I say everybody, everybody's invited to sing in the Everybody Chorus. And so we raised a couple of bucks for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Excellent, excellent. Now, did you, when you say woodshed, that might be a term that some people say, why are you singing in a woodshed?
Well, I think as a barbershopper, you're familiar with the term.
Oh, I'm very familiar with it, but I don't know if the audience
Well,
is.
We're making up a part. What happens when we sing, for example, Lanigan's Ball or Rothschild or some of these other songs that we sang, I encourage people to come up with harmonies. And so if the people don't know what that means, sing the tune. But woodshedding is obviously a barbershop term, meaning make it up and see what happens.
As if you were out back in the woodshed back in
there
the old
you
days.
Go.
Okay. All right, we're going to continue along with the program, and April is coming.
That's what we
before
hear.
Before May 6th and 7th.
We hope so. But it will be spring by then.
Yeah.
And so the next song is really kind of an interesting recording that most people have never heard. This is from an English import. It turns out that Paul Simon of Simon & Garfunkel went to England by himself in 1965, and he recorded all of his music without Art. And so without Art Garfunkel, he
was.
And so when I, many, 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 many moons ago, when I used to sell records as a young man, I came across this imported album. And it's one of my favorite albums still. This is Paul Simon singing April Come She Will. And I put together a very simple arrangement for women. There's a quartet of women singing, and then our guitarist, Ken Green, will be playing his guitar and accompanying as Paul Simon would have done so.
April, come she will. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walks she'll prowl the night. July, she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
BJ, we're going to try to get as much music in as possible, and time is running a little short, so what do we have next?
Well, what we have is a song from Padstow in England. It's a small village, and it's being sung by Matty Pryor, who some listeners may remember as the lead singer for the English folk group Steel Eye Span.
Hmm.
The Padstow May song has probably been sung for 300, 400, 500 years on the 1st of May. And the May Day celebrations were very important because if you got to May 1st, it meant you weren't going to die in the winter. And so May Day was very, very important. And this one is one of my favorite songs. It's an unbelievably singable. And it would have begun with somebody coming out at the town square yelling, Abby, Abby, which is calling for the hobby horse. And the hobby horse was one of their mythological figures in England. And this fellow or a young lady, probably a guy at the time, would have been dressed as a horse.
Hmm.
And they were all different types of costumes as a horse. And he would go around nudging people, kicking people, biting people if you have a biting hobby horse. But this is the Padstow May song.
Whither we are going, we all will unite. Up flies the kite, down falls the larkspur, and blurs she a lover, and she had an old yow, and she died in her own bark.
Well, you've stuck to your word. You are going in chronological order, and we just finished May, and now we're going into June.
Well, we're actually going to go into a full medley of From Carousel. And for example, You'll Never Walk Alone, If I Loved You, Blow High, Blow Low, all of those things. But the Carousel medley ends with June is Busting Out All Over. So I figured, you know, it's coming along. So it's a really nice, it's one of those standard classic medleys written probably about 1965. And, you know, it's like perfect. And the piano part, our accompanist Don Chung, who is, by the way, magnificent, does a fantastic job on the piano part. But the chorus has, you know, you hear the first song, this was a real nice clam bake. And everybody's heard these songs before. Mm-hmm. And so it makes perfect sense to end the medley with June is Busting Out All Over.
All right. Well, BJ, thanks so much for coming in. We hope that all goes well on May 6th and 7th,
right,
at the Jamestown Rec Center. Go to
JamestownChorus.com. We'll have all the information you need, and we'll have our contact email, which I'm not going to bother telling you is contabile50@gmail.com. Our phone number is there to reserve tickets. The tickets are all $15. They are all general admission. And to be honest, in our last few concerts, we've had quite a few people, so you may want to call that 401-207-0771 number to reserve your tickets now.
Excellent. Thanks so much, BJ. We'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Always a pleasure.
And the rest of you, we'll see you on Conducting Conversations next week.
March went out like a lion, a-whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along come pretty little May. May was full of promises, but she didn't keep them quick enough for some. And a crowd of doubting Thomases was predicting that the summer'd never come.
Boys, come by, come, you can feel it come. You can feel it in your heart, you can see it in the ground.
You can hear it in the trees, you can smell it in the breeze.
Look around, look around, look around.
Jeepers, out of all the morning glories on the fence, because it's June, 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 June. song sweetly.
Busting out with sob.
Love has found my brother Junior.
And my sister's even loonier.
And my mind's getting kittenish with pan.
Junior's busting out of the
boat. Two ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because their captains hanker for the comfort they can only get in port.
Because it's June.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.